Hello, this is Burke Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. Well, praise God. Welcome to this edition of The Word Works. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we thank you for your word, your spirit within us, your hand on us, and we thank you, Father God, that we can stand before you in Christ Jesus. And we thank you for revelation knowledge to flow far beyond the words that I speak into the hearts and lives of these, your people. And we give you all the praise, honor, and glory as we work the word, because we know the word works. In Jesus' name, amen. We're looking at Colossians chapter 2. Actually, I wasn't even planning to stay on Colossians 2 very much, but because I know we've taught on this before, but I want to encourage you again to walk in who you are in Christ. And one day we'll just break all that down and start really going into redemption. But right now, I'm just really impressed that you need to be encouraged in this. Someone listening to this needs to be. We're looking at Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 through 10. We've got some other scriptures we want to get to, but we've talked about as Colossians 2, 6, as you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. We looked at that last time in the King James and in the Passion Translation. I want to just look briefly at Colossians 2, 6 from the Amplified Classic. It says, as you have therefore received Christ, even Jesus the Lord, so walk, and listen to this, regulate your lives and conduct yourselves in union with and conformity to him. You see, we're not to conform to the world, according to Romans chapter 12. We're to conform, but we're to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. We've done a whole series on that. A lengthy series, as I recall, on Mind Renewal. You can look back through the episodes and see that. But we're to not to conform to the world, but we're to conform to the Word. Amen? We're to conform to Him. And the way we do that is seeing who we are, learning who we are, and knowing that. And as we know that and get that ingrained in our minds, we put it, of course, and it's already in our spirits. The Word of God is in there. And we begin to speak that Word of God out. It renews our minds. And we begin to act on it. Okay, verse 7, let's move on. Rooted and built up in him and established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding with thanksgiving. I'll just go back to the Amplified Classic since it's right here in front of me. Have the roots of your being firmly and deeply planted in him, fixed and founded in him, being continually built up in him, becoming increasingly more confirmed and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding and overflowing in it with thanksgiving. Let me encourage you. Let the Holy Spirit, the true teacher, teach you. Get under the teaching of God's Word, whether it's by reading the Word and speaking it out loud, by listening to people God has called, the gifts that God has called to teach in the body of Christ, whether in your church, whether online, in the CDs, whatever source, videos, make sure the word is going forth, going forth, going forth in your life, and get established in that and begin to overflow with thankfulness for what God has done in you. And as you do that, as you're rooted and built up in him and knowing who you are in him, then you'll be established in the faith. Praise God. And he says, as you have been taught. So make sure you're getting taught the word of God and abound with thanksgiving. I want to read verse 7 from the Passion Translation. It reminds me of a translation I had years ago. I'll have to look up and see what that is. But in verse 7, it says, your spiritual roots go deeply into his life as you are continually infused with strength, encouraged in every way. For you are established in the faith you have absorbed and enriched by your devotion to him. Praise God. One translation says, I think it says, let the roots of your being grow down into him and draw up nourishment from him. And that's what we want to do. We want to find out who we are in Christ so that we're not struggling anymore. The name of this series is Why Struggle? Why are we struggling when God has already provided all we need pertaining to life and godliness, like we talked about a while back? It's already provided for us. Let's walk in it. Let's be rooted and built up in him and get established in the faith. All right, let's move on to verse 8. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit after the tradition of men, not after the rudiments of the world, after the rudiments of the world and not after Christ. This verse is so powerful. I've got to read it from the Amplified. See to it that no one carries you off as spoil and makes you yourselves captive by his so-called philosophy and intellectualism and vain deceit, idle fancies, and plain nonsense. Why is that plain nonsense? Because it goes on to say, following human tradition, men's ideas of the material rather than the spiritual world, just crude notions following the rudimentary and elemental teachings of the universe and disregarding the teachings of Christ the Messiah. Listen, it's important for us to know who we are in Christ, what he taught, and to follow that, and don't follow the plain nonsense of man's intellectual reasoning. It's plain nonsense. We don't want to follow a human tradition. I'm going to say this, and maybe it'll make some people mad. I don't mean to make you mad. Well, you can walk in love with me anyway, whether you agree or not. We don't need to walk in man's tradition, and we don't need to walk in religious tradition, which is man's tradition of religion or of God, of his view of God. So we need to walk in who we are in Christ. And the way we do that is finding out who we are and understanding that Christ has already met our needs. He's already provided for us. And please stop struggling to receive what has already been provided for. It's up to us just to receive it by faith. So I'm going to pray for you today that you and I will follow Christ and his teachings, and not the teachings of a church, a man, a religion, but to follow what the Word says by Holy Spirit. Father, lead us and guide us by Holy Spirit today, your precious Holy Spirit, the true teacher who'll teach us, Father God, as we open ourselves up to receive who we are in Christ, and that, Father God, right now, we refuse to struggle. We refuse it. We rest in your word. We labor to, only laboring we're doing here is laboring to enter into your rest by getting our minds filled with the word of God and thinking on the word of God and resisting the enemy when he tries to come. I thank you this believer will do that this week and fill themselves up with the word and with the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, fill us with your precious Holy Spirit right now, Father God. And we receive him and we receive this living word and we speak it with faith. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the Word works.